Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am the smart. I am the smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend, Dr. Ellen Wald, on the show. Ellen is president of the Transversal Consulting, which is a widely cited consulting firm on global energy and industry and geopolitics. She's the author of Saudi Inc., The Arabian Kingdom's Pursuit of Profit and Power, professor of Middle East history at Jacksonville University, and she's our new friend, Ellen Wald. Dr. Ellen Wald, welcome to the show.
Hi, it's great to be here.
It's good to have you here, Ellen. Thank you for being here. I'm fascinated by your work and what you've been doing. When I saw the opportunity to have you on the show, I jumped at the chance. One of the things that we have not talked about on the show, because I haven't had an expert to do that yet, but you're going to fill that role now, is the Iranian deal. Now, we know that President Obama put the Iranian nuclear deal together, brought the Europeans in on it, and then basically when President Trump got in office, he pulled the U.S. out of that deal and left it with whoever was left. Can you tell us what impact President Trump's pulling out of that deal had on the deal and where it is now?
President Trump pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal has had a significant impact, not just on Iran and on the future of the nuclear deal, but also on global oil markets, believe it or not, because Iran is a major, major player in the oil industry. It is one of the largest oil producers in the world, the fifth largest,
It's their product. They're almost like Russia, right? I mean, they're a one-horse pony. One trick pony.
Well, I would say they're not quite as bad as, say, Saudi Arabia or Kuwait when it comes to the role that oil production plays in their economy. But their government gets most of their revenue from oil production. There's other industry that goes on there, but oil is definitely the main component.
Mm-hmm. So from a geopolitics standpoint, it's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal because one of the things that's going to happen as a result of the U.S. pulling out of that deal is the U.S. is reinstating sanctions against the Iranian oil industry, and that's going to start really in November. And what that means is that anyone who's buying Iranian oil or anyone who engages in financial transactions that facilitate anyone else buying Iranian oil could face sanctions from the United States. And they've been very, very clear. The State Department's been very, very clear that they are going to come down very harsh on those sanctions. They're allowed to, say, grant a waiver, but they've said that they do not intend to grant very many waivers at all. The Obama administration, on the other hand, had granted a lot of waivers, particularly for Asian countries that were purchasing Iranian oil.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask you this question. Do you think that President Trump pulling out of the deal was the right thing to do?
I don't think that the deal that was made was a good deal. There were some serious, serious flaws in that deal. On the other hand, I don't think it was necessary to pull out of the deal in order to create serious problems in Iran. Iran was doing a whole lot of things on its own that were causing a lot of terrible economic problems for the country.
Right.
So I don't think it was necessary to pull out of that deal.
So you're saying that Iran was already in some ways its own worst enemy.
Exactly. They basically shot themselves in the foot all on their own when it came to their economy. They really needed more investment, foreign investment in their oil industry, and they were just not letting foreign firms come in. The terms they were offering them were really, really bad, and almost no foreign firms wanted to come and do business with the Iranian oil industry. They had horrible currency problems, massive riots going on, just because Iran itself was continuing to support all of these terrorist actions in all over the Middle East instead of helping their own economy.
As we go to a break, and we're going to talk about the oil situation in this next segment, real quick, why did pulling out of the Iranian deal impact the price of oil quickly?
Because if you take 2.5 million barrels of oil off of the global market, which is what Iran exports,
oil prices go up.
Price of oil to go up.
Yep, there you go. All right, so that's where we're going after the break, folks. We're gonna talk about the petroleum industry and why oil prices have gone up. And some of the geopolitics involved in that after the break. 20 after, Dr. Ellen Wald is our guest. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.